Thanks for tuning into Radio 323. It's time for Power Players. This is your host, Ken Watmore. And during this program, we're going to talk to people about their stories, about how Christ has impacted their lives and what they're doing with the platform that he's given them. You and I have a story, and so does everybody else. And this is a show where we don't leave any stone unturned. We're talking to professional leaders from athletics, coaches, business leaders, entertainers, people like you and me. We all have a very unique testimony and an opportunity to share Christ with the world through it. So we're going to talk to people about just that. And hopefully you will be blessed by the next half hour or so. Sit back and enjoy the show, and then tune in every week, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock to hear Power Players Radio. Hey friends, I want to take a second before today's show to just talk to you. You know, we do so many different kinds of programs here, and every now and then, I like to recognize a business or organization that are doing great things in our community, especially when it comes to our kids. Well, this is one of those days. I got a chance to talk with Megan Galgano, owner of Kidproof Safety now in Colorado. And I'll tell you what, all you parents for sure are going to want to listen to this show. This is a great company, really doing wonderful things in the area of safety for our kids. So sit back and enjoy the show with owner Megan Galgano of Kidproof Safety here in Colorado. Hey, thanks for joining us on Radio 323. I'm your host, Ken Watmore, and we have a great guest with us today, the owner of Kidproof Safety in Colorado, Megan Galgano. Megan, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, I'm excited that you got some time to join me on the air because, you know, being a parent, I'm intrigued by this program, and when you and Jeff had kind of given us the overall vision of what Kidproof Safety is, I love the looks of it, and I wanted to hear more. So I want to turn it over to you for a little bit so you can kind of introduce Kidproof Safety to us. And I do want to tell our listeners, I'll refer to it several times in the interview. If you go to kidproofsafety.com and the Find a Location tab is there for you to put your city in, because I want people to be able to plug in and get involved in this. But now let's take some time and have you introduce the program to us and tell us what it's all about.
Sure. Kidproof Safety is a company that began in Canada over 10 years ago. Samantha Wilson is the founder. She's an ex-police officer, a mom herself, and started realizing that violence is predictable and it can be preventable if we give kids and parents enough information. Knowledge is the key. So what Kidproof here is doing in Colorado is offering our critical safety information classes at schools, rec centers, YMCAs, that kind of thing around the area. And we have a number of classes on just the key topics, such as bully proofing or stranger smarts for some of the younger kids that never be lost, or safe kids. Some of the kids who are wanting to walk to school or walk to friends' houses, giving them the right information that they need for those. Then for some older kids, we obviously have cyber safety, babysitting classes, first aid classes, and my personal favorite would be a girl's way. I'm a mother of three kids, two of whom are daughters, and the girl's way class just really deals with girls' self-esteem and body image and how the media can play into that. This class in particular has really resonated with all of our certified instructors. I think because it deals with healthy relationships, peer pressure, cliques, and preparing girls for high school, it's a must for any mother with young teenage girls. Bully proofing obviously is a class that's needed in every school, and it's somewhat founded on the principle, say, of Matthew 7:12, and everything do unto others as you would have them do to you. We're trying to teach kids that right and wrong is the same online as it is in person. We need to treat others with respect. And so in the bully proofing class, we're going into tolerance and empathy. We explore the feelings of the person who's doing the bullying, so the bully himself, as well as then the person who's being bullied. And also bullying affects those who are witnessing it, the observers who are around. We teach kids steps to avoid bullying and ways to really increase communication with a trusted adult, whether that be a teacher at school, a coach, or a parent, obviously, at home. So our classes, I really think, are that the main reason is to empower kids and their parents with knowledge. And this knowledge we're hoping that they can draw from if they're ever in a dangerous or emergency situation.
You're covering everything. And I will tell you, just from being involved in school and, as again, being a parent myself, you know, I recognize that the bullying issue has really become front and center, at least nationally. Bullying is a big newsworthy topic and certainly needs attention, and every school needs to address those concerns. And you guys are doing that effectively through KidProof. And you teach parents, obviously, but you also teach academic institutions, our schools and our teachers, how to address these issues?
That's correct.
So
we go out into different schools and offer the classes. They can be done during the day. We have some schools who are making the bully-proofing class mandatory, say for all their fifth graders. We have one school who's doing that. We have other schools who are offering it on Saturdays or, again, after school. And then we have parent seminars as well where we can address these issues with parents.
Well, and again, I do want to tell everybody, you can check that out at kidproofsafety.com and go to find a location, and you can find out as a parent about all those different programs that you offer as a parent. And obviously, you've kind of already said why, but I think it's important to just point out in, totality, right? Why should a parent sign up for KidProof or sign up their children for a KidProof class?
Well, as parents, our greatest concern is protecting our kids. I don't think that there's a parent out there who hasn't worried in some way about their child's safety.
Right.
And because our classes touch such a wide range of topics, it's just this critical information to empower our kids with. If they're convenient classes, especially when they're offered right after school, or if they're offered at your rec center, so while you're working out, your child can be attending one of these classes. They're proven, they're endorsed. This curriculum is being added to all the time, but it's been in existence for over 10 years. One of my favorite things is I was raised sort of under the banner of stranger danger, or don't talk to strangers.
Right.
And I think what the founder, Samantha Wilson, has found with having been a police officer, these techniques don't work for a number of reasons. First of all, as a parent, we contradict this message all the time. We may say to our kids, don't talk to a stranger, but then if we're out with our child and we run into a coworker, well, that coworker really is a stranger to our child, but we get annoyed when that child won't speak up and say hello and talk to our coworker. So we're contradicting that message. Also, the message implies that kids can recognize a predator. Well, predators don't go around with a placard on them saying, I'm predator number 248.
Right.
They are masters at building that trust and not looking like a scary stranger. And I think that this idea of reprogramming kids' minds as well as their parents, that stranger danger, that sort of method, doesn't work. If a child gets separated from you when you're in the grocery store, they need to talk to a stranger in order to find you. But it's giving them the tools of who the best person to look for would be and what they do in that situation.
Yeah, and you made a good point, and that resonates with me, thinking I would have never even thought about that, to tell you the truth, that, we tell our kids, that's a don't know. That's, you don't talk to that person. Yet when we're out, I'm always telling my kids, hey, go ahead and say hello, be polite. And you're absolutely right. We're just contradicting what we just told them, not to do. That's an important point for sure. Go in as a father. Go ahead, Megan.
The other thing for parents to know is, I think as a parent, sometimes the last person that kids, now that I have three teenagers, listen to is me. They're going to listen to an outsider a whole lot more. I'm not proud of that fact, but that's reality. And then with our classes being fun, interactive, they involve a lot of role play, they involve critical thinking, they're very memorable. Not only will they have a good time going to the class, but this knowledge that they're going to be learning, this information, they're going to remember, and they're going to be able to draw from if they're ever in a situation where they need this critical information to use to get out of a scary situation.
Yeah. Now, are the classes maybe a course, or is it a one class per issue? How does that work?
Well, each one is a little bit different. Obviously, for the younger kids, the times are much shorter. For our five-year-olds, say, we have one-hour classes, so that would just be a one class for 1 hour. Our babysitting class, obviously, to really prepare these kids for babysitting, that's an 8-hour class, and it's offered in a variety of ways. Sometimes it might be offered for 8 hours on a Saturday, and other times it could be broken down into smaller shifts if it were going to be offered after school. So it just really depends on what the class is and how much information we need to pass on to those kids. But I would say the average class is around 2 hours.
So, Megan, being a father of a daughter, and my daughter has an interest in learning how to babysit. And I hear that, a lot of people say, oh, my daughter is, certified as a babysitter. Is there really a certification for babysitting?
There is no license to babysit because there is no legal age to babysit. Most babysitting courses will offer a certificate of completion at the end, so same as our course, but there is no license to babysit that kids can receive.
Gotcha.
However, after attending an 8-hour class, these kids are going to really be good babysitters out there.
Yeah, and I'm glad to know that because I want to get my daughter into a class that is effective, and it seems like an 8-hour class certainly would teach her all the different skills that she needs. I've always wondered about that, and just looking through the website for Kidproof Safety, I love the attention to detail and everything that you go over. I would just encourage parents, if your daughter is thinking about that, or son, gosh, there are plenty of boys and girls that can take that course and need it. You know, this is an effective program. I can see that, and I would encourage everybody to check that out for sure. Again, my guest today is owner of Kidproof Safety in Colorado, and you can check out the website if you go to kidproofsafety.com, find a location, and type in your Colorado location, and you can get a hold of Megan Galgano. Megan, the next thing I would want to ask is this. Again, going back to the issue of me being a father of a daughter, you addressed something in the very beginning about self-esteem. Huge issue. I'm learning. My daughter is 11 years old now, and as she grows, this becomes more in my face as a parent, and I don't really know how to handle it. Do you have classes that both focus on the child and the parent when you come to issues like this?
Well, it's a great topic. I'm one of six girls in my family. I'm the middle of the six girls, and I have two daughters myself. So I know that girls really need to be empowered to feel better about themselves. The media can often send some negative messages to girls. And our class, called The Girls' Way, really talks about healthy relationships and a healthy relationship even with your body, but also with your peers, and then also some tips for some safe dating when they're moving into the high school world. We don't deal with that specifically with parents, but there is a part in the class where the girls are learning to keep the communication open with their parents, because very often as kids start entering those preteen years, communication seems to die down, and that's when the communication really is critical with what these kids are going through and being exposed to. And so we're trying to increase that communication with parents, and then also increasing their self-esteem about their body image and who they are in the world with their friends and with boys as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know you have daughters. I mean, is that something that's, you know, in your world every single day at home?
Every single day. I have one who's in eighth grade and one who's a sophomore in high school, and they deal with it constantly.
Yeah, I am so sure of that. I'm learning. I'm trying to adapt and adjust so that I can be prepared for that for sure. So, you know, I look at a class like that and say, boy, that's a class that my daughter should be in for sure. Can you go back through for us again the classes that are offered and just tell us again how that works, where they're offered, how they're offered, and how somebody can, you know, find out how to set up a class or get enrolled in a class?
Sure. If people go to the website at www.kidproofsafety.com, they can find a list of all of our classes. We have 12 classes, 2 parent seminars, and a school assembly for kids. And if you plug in right on the website what your location is, your hometown, and it will show you where our classes are offered. If, however, you are really interested as a parent in saying, boy, my child's school really needs to have these classes, there's also a Contact Us button where we can then send someone out to your school and share with the administrators there what our programs are and work to get them set up. Kidproof does all the work. The school doesn't have to do anything other than provide us with a classroom. We come up with the flyers, the scheduling, do all the fee collection, and all of our classes are very reasonably priced. They're very affordable. The average price for a class being around $20 or $25. So it's something that, for the kind of safety information these kids and parents are getting, very well worth the cost.
Excellent. And now I also see that this Kidproof program has been getting massive coverage all over the, and I don't want to just say the country anymore, because with internet, obviously it's worldwide, but there's a lot of different publications that have picked up, you know, what you're doing. And obviously on ABC, there's, goodness gracious, Reader's Digest, Toronto Star, Global, it's everywhere. And then through social networking, let me ask you about social networking. You've got on the website, obviously there's a Twitter, Facebook, YouTube account. You can plug in an RSS feed. And then there's a Kidproof blog. What's that all about?
The Kidproof blog is a place where parents can go and specifically ask questions and communicate with other parents, as well as ask a question to the safety expert, Samantha Wilson. And it's really great to get a sense for, let's say your child's going on her first babysitting job, or going on a first date, or just changed schools and is dealing with a bully at this new school. You can communicate with other parents on this blog. And also, if you needed to, ask the safety expert, Samantha Wilson. So there's a number of things that can happen that are very useful for parents on the blog.
Oh, awesome. Now, and I just want to throw this out there too. People who are listening, you can email Megan, or you can call Megan, or you can check it out through the website. But I am going to throw out that phone number here real quick. And that is 720-344-4722. You can call their office there, or if you're calling from a different location, you want to find out more, there's an 866 number, and that's 467-2338. I'll mention those again at the end, Megan, so we can make sure people have time to get a pen and a piece of paper if they need to. But with KidProof Safety, what, you know, I know this is something that you entered into and felt like it was not only just a great program, but an effective business, something that you could, you know, you could be doing good work, you know, providing great classes for kids and really making a difference in the lives of kids and families by doing this. Where do you go next with this? What's the big vision for the Galganos and KidProof Safety Colorado?
Well, I've been involved in education since 1987, so it's been my entire career. I love children. And our goal really is to get our classes into as many schools, locations, community centers, libraries, as we can. I think this information is so important to helping create safer communities and keeping kids safe. And it's not just keeping them safe by bubble wrapping them with protection and adding more and more protection around. It's giving them the knowledge where they can keep themselves safe. Because eventually, like it or not, I have a junior in high school. They are going to flee the coop and move on and into adulthood or college, whatever life holds for them, and they need to be able to own the information themselves to stay safe in the world.
Absolutely. I agree with that. And then again, just with that, I'm going to go, the ranges of classes go from what age to what age?
We go from 4 to about 15. So we have information for boys and girls of all ages.
Wonderful. And again, I would encourage all parents, check out this website. I think you'll find a lot of great information about the program. Any questions that you have, you can get them answered there, obviously through the KidProof blog, which shows up right there. You can follow on Twitter. You can get involved on Facebook. If you want to see any of the video on YouTube that talk a little bit more about the program, you can go on there and do that all through the website, kidproofsafety.com. And then you'll click on your location and find the location for you. Obviously, you Colorado families, you can email Megan directly, kidproofcolorado@kidproofsafety.com. And all that information is right there on the website. So when you get there, you'll be able to get all your questions answered, I'm sure. But I really think this is an effective program to keep our kids safe, to teach them so we don't always hold them on the leash, because they are going to be in the world, experiencing the world, and they have to be prepared for that. Megan, I think it's an awesome program. Anything else you want to talk about the program before this interview is over?
No, just thank you to your listeners. And again, if we can bring our programs to your school and even some of the parent seminars to your corporation, we would love to do that. Please contact us and we'll get somebody out there to explain our program.
All right. Excellent guest today. Again, the owner of KidProof Safety Colorado, Megan Galgano. Megan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Ken.
Well, that wraps another edition of Power Players Radio. Thanks for joining us again. You can listen to the program Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. right here on Radio 323. And if you missed a show, go to the website, radio323.com. Subscribe to our podcast. You can always get the programs downloaded right into your iTunes through the podcast, or you can go to our archives page at the same location, radio323.com. Go to the archives page and see any show you might have missed or any show you didn't know existed. It might be there. Check it out. See who we've had on the program, and then give us your feedback. Drop me an email anytime. Ken@project323.org. I'd love to hear from you, and keep tuning in to Radio 323 for all this great programming. Help support our ministry if you would. You can go online also and make a secure donation, one time or a recurring monthly donation. We appreciate your support. Keep this very unique Christian programming coming at you. We combine all the elements of Christian radio right here in one place. Talk, sports, music, study, family programming. We put it all in one spot. You don't have to go from dial to dial, and you can listen in while you're surfing the web or while you're working. It's always safe to stream. Again, we appreciate you so much here on Radio Radio 323, and we'll look forward to having you tune in again tomorrow.